This recording of a channeling session is intended for your personal use only and is protected by copyright. Please do not duplicate it for any commercial means, and please do not post it to any website. Feel free to post a link back to it on www.josiah.com. Thank you.
Well, now, we will begin. Allow us to react. First of all, gratitude to each of you and our greetings as well. And we would, before we begin, remind you that there continues to exist that opportunity for you to be involved in what we like to refer to as that silent communication or telepathic interaction and exchange of information with other entities that would be with us, or indeed, once again, that portion that you like to refer to as your higher self or that spark of consciousness that you are. And you will once again find it quite easy to alter your consciousness. You have but to close your eyes and express the intent to become involved in that telepathic interaction and that exchange of information. But once again, as always, that choice is yours, absolutely. Now, you exist once again in what we like to refer to as a multidimensional personality in a vibrational level. A vibrational level that you choose to experience and to be involved in. The irony of it is that while many believe that this reality is beyond your capacity to control or to influence, you nonetheless control and influence your reality. There are very few truisms, if you wish, that exist within not only your vibrational level, but any of the other vibrational levels that exist throughout all of creation. You see, this creation process that you are involved in is a similar creation process that exists throughout all of creation. There's not one instance where an entity is involved in or experiencing a reality that they have not at some level chosen to participate in. Your vibrational level and the particular realities that you experience in this vibrational level, however, are realities that are subject to what we refer to as the veil, or this electromagnetic type of energy that exists throughout each and every atom of your entire vibrational level, your entire universe, or any of the other universes that you wish to create and experience and to believe exist within this vibrational level. An electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are, and not only limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are, but limits the capacity for other entities existing outside of your vibrational level to influence the experiences or the realities that you experience within your vibrational level. You create the reality. Whether you choose to believe that or not really doesn't impact upon the reality creation process. You can, if you choose, consciously influence, but if you choose not to consciously influence, it really doesn't matter. This is not a win or lose, must or must not believe or participate in a conscious level. You choose to be involved in this vibrational level, and you choose to be involved in the reality creation process, and you choose to put in place the limitations. You can, through an alteration of your consciousness and entering into meditative states, or indeed becoming proficient in what you like to refer to as lucid dreaming, experience and retain memories of the experience of participating in and being involved in other realities, not only other realities that are other what you refer to as incarnational periods in this particular vibrational level, but as well other realities that you experience in other vibrational levels where you understand absolutely who and what you truly are. To grasp that understanding defies an explanation through the utilization of some type of a vocabulary. We've suggested many, many times that you won't find the answers written in a book, or you won't find them by listening to some type of an expression of a channeling such as we express to you. We simply give to you that which you desire to hear. We don't have access to any information that's not available to each of you, and to expect that we somehow have knowledge of your creation process that's beyond the capacity of your understanding is ludicrous. It's like suggesting, through the analogy that we've used before, that you know what's happening in your neighbor's house better than what your neighbor understands what's happening in their house. It really defies logic to expect that an entity who has never experienced a reality or an incarnational period in your vibrational level somehow has access to information that is not available to each of you. It absolutely is available to each of you, have but to go it inside to connect and to experience. The difficulty is to retain the memory of that particular interaction when you come back into this vibrational level in your awakened consciousness state. Difficult for you to express those emotions and feelings that you experience when you contact or experience the contact of understanding of who and what you truly are and the limitations that are available to each of you. And the unlimited possibilities that are available to each of you that you can at least get a grasp of the understanding, however, defies an explanation. It's an emotion or a feeling that defies explanation. You see, even in your awakened consciousness state, in this particular incarnational period, you can express a particular emotion that you feel. For example, you may experience what you feel to be some type of anger, and so you can express to another entity that I feel angry. That's the emotion I'm feeling. And the other person, to a certain extent, can get a grasp of the understanding of that emotion and feeling. But you really don't know whether or not you are experiencing the same emotions. You really don't know if you hold the same beliefs as to what that experience and that emotion truly is. It can be different for each, and yet you can utilize some type of a word in your vocabulary that gives you an indication of what it is that you're experiencing. When you're involved in any type of an emotion and feeling, regardless of what it is, you can utilize some type of a symbol or some word to attempt to explain to another what you're feeling. But that's where the limitation is. That's where the comparable ends. You really don't know whether or not that emotion or feeling is the same in one individual as it is in the other. Even though one may feel, well, I'm really, really angry at someone, and another may express that same word or expression of feeling or emotion, but you don't know whether or not those emotions are exactly the same. Now, your scientists will suggest that there are certain parts and certain areas of your mental capacity of your brain that stimulate these emotions and feelings, because it can validate that it's real. It can validate that it's something that you can duplicate and you can continue to express. But it's a validation of a belief or a belief system. Absolutely. And so, well, you can come up with some type of an explanation that it's a particular hormone or a particular element of your mental capacity of your brain that's being stimulated that causes you to experience these particular emotions and feelings. That simply validates this illusion that you're not in control. that there are certain realities that you experience that are beyond your capacity to control. It's a physical experience that is relevant, and it is indeed something that each of you experience. We would suggest that it's based upon beliefs and belief systems that you put in place many times in your so-called altered state of consciousness that you refer to as your between incarnational state. You see, you don't really die. And that becomes a very difficult concept to accept as well, that you don't really die. You simply alter your consciousness to one step beyond what we refer to as the dream state or the deep dream state. And in that state of altered consciousness, you make many choices of what it is that you will experience in your so-called awakened consciousness state. The difficulty to grasp is that you are a multidimensional personality that's experiencing multiple incarnational periods simultaneously. And so consequently, this time and space illusion really don't exist. And you, when you are in your awakened consciousness state, in any one of those particular incarnational periods, that particular element is, for all intents and purposes, the one that you believe is the most conscious and real. That's the one that you are, for that portion of your multidimensional personality, most focused on. And yet it's a combination of this entire make up of this multidimensional personalities that reflects who and what you truly are. It's like, and we hate to use examples that are open for interpretation. Analogies always are open for interpretation, leading down whichever direction someone wishes to go, and so they have their limitations. But we use an example and an analogy, and perhaps it may not even be a very good analogy, but nonetheless, let's use the analogy that you have, for example, a city that's functioning within a society. This society that's comprised of a multitude of entities are all carrying out various functions, interacting with each other at various levels throughout their day-to-day activities that make up the total effect of the society. And depending upon where that is in your various parts of your world, the makeup can be entirely different. It can be entirely different activities, different beliefs, different concepts, different societal beliefs that are occurring, different activities that are being carried out by these individuals. Some in some society carrying out activities that are not duplicated in other societies. And yet each one is validated and each one is as real as the other, in terms of the creation process that they're involved in their day-to-day activities that allow that society or that city to function as a society. And these multitudes of individuals, when viewed from an above perspective, are all one society. And yet each of them is separate from the other. And each of them believes that they are, in their own capacity, the most important element to them in this particular society they're involved in, and yet they all function and work together to create the society. And this society, once again, can be quite different from a society that's located in another part of your world. And yet, once again, each of them is as original and is as real as the other, although they may appear to be entirely different. And then these societies that exist in these different cities around your so-called world comprise to make up your world. They make up your entire human race. combination of these multitudes, and yet within this human race, each one of the individuals existing believes that their existence to them is the most important. And yet they are all a functioning part of the society that make up the total society, even though they are individuals who are, for the most part, intent upon being who and what they are, as opposed to being the total makeup of this society. And yet each of them functions and carries out certain activities that ultimately, when combined, are the result of the society that they exist within. You are a multidimensional personality, similar to the societies that makes up the total of who and what you truly are. In each one of your incarnational periods, each portion of that multidimensional society that you are, that multidimensional personality, is an individual who, in their awakened consciousness state, believe that that is the most important and only existence that they are involved in. Each of them. And it becomes difficult for you to grasp. It defies explanation how that can be. And as we've suggested many times, the answers are within inside. Go within inside to experience the understanding of the multitude of personalities and incarnational periods that you are involved in, to get a glimpse of who and what you truly are, of the magnitude of the understanding of the absolute and unconditional love that you are all that is. It defies an explanation to say that you are all that is even something to suggest that you are this huge, huge entity that encompasses everything, and you are, and yet you are nothing. Therein lies the irony. To suggest that you are an individual, and you are each of you individuals, and yet you are one, defies an explanation. To suggest that you, in this particular incarnational period, are but a small portion of who and what you truly are, and yet in this incarnational period you are as significant as any other portion of your incarnational period, becomes very difficult for you to grasp and to understand. It defies an explanation. You can experience the emotions and feelings, but for each of you, even that experience can be unique to each individual, and it as well defies an explanation. Similar to, as we have suggested, when you experience certain emotions and feelings, you have a word that attempts to express to another what that feeling is, but you really don't know if that's what the other one is experiencing in terms of the emotions and feelings when they experience anger. We suggest that when you experience love, there's an intense range of emotions and feelings that you are attempting to bring into that experience of love, the feelings of joy, the feelings of security, the feelings of trust, the feelings of knowing, the feelings of intimacy. And yet each of those feelings, when you express to another that that's what you are experiencing, you really don't know if the other, when they express to you that that's what they are experiencing, if the emotions and feelings are exactly the same. It's an experience that's unique to each of you. You exist in this world to experience the emotions and feelings. Whether you choose to believe or not is entirely up to you, and it's really not important whether you believe or not. You see, there again lies the irony in that it doesn't really believe. It doesn't really matter what you believe in terms of this reality that you experience. You create the reality, whether you choose to believe it or not. in your so-called awakened consciousness state is of little consequence other than it will influence the reality that you experience. But it's not right or wrong. It's not good or bad. Those are human awake consciousness concepts. At the level from which you create this reality, there is no such judgment. You create your reality from a position of absolute unconditional love. And that's an emotion that can be experienced should you choose to go within inside and attempt to experience that feeling or emotion and to make that contact. This is not necessary. This is not a right or wrong. This is not something that you must or must not experience. It's your choice. It's your choice. You see, if you believe that you can make a choice on any particular element that you experience, if you believe that you have the capacity to influence any particular experience that you have in your so-called awakened consciousness state, then you can take that concept, that belief that you do have the right to make a choice and apply it to all of the reality that you experience. You either have the choice or you don't have the choice. You either create your reality or you don't create your reality. And what belief you hold in your awakened consciousness state is of really no consequence to your so-called higher self or the spark of consciousness that you are, that does not judge whether or not it's right or wrong what you are or not believing, but gives to you that which you desire. If you believe that you have one choice, then you must be able to have the choice in all of the reality that you experience. You see, when one is involved in a reality that's a very desirable reality, it's very easy to either accept that you create the reality or to give thanks to someone else who's creating your reality. And again, it doesn't matter what you believe. What is a little bit more difficult for you to accept is that when you are experiencing a reality and you believe that you're in control of this reality creation process, it's harder to accept the responsibility for that reality if you find it to be a very undesirable reality. And conversely, if you don't believe you're in control, if you believe that there is this entity out there that's creating your reality for you, it's very difficult for you to look towards that entity and say, we are very grateful for this reality you're creating, which is something that I really didn't want to experience in the first place. It becomes difficult, regardless of what your belief systems are, for you to apply those belief systems and to accept this reality creation process when the reality that you're experiencing is less than desirable. It's much easier when it's a very joyous occasion, when you experience those feelings of joy and of security and of trust. It's not quite so easy when those feelings aren't there. And yet if you believe that you're not in control, if you believe that there's this entity or these guides or angels that are creating for you, and this reality is less than desirable, then it's much more difficult to give thanks. I don't know why I had to experience this, but thank you anyway. You create the reality. To experience the understanding of that reality creation process, we would suggest that you go within inside. You are a multidimensional personality, so much more than you can ever comprehend in your awakened consciousness state. You can, should you choose, get glimpses of the experience and the emotions and feelings that are involved in that understanding of who and what you truly are, of this overwhelming feelings of self-love and of unconditional love from which you create your reality. That ability to have that experience of emotions and feelings is available to each of you. It's emotion and feeling which is easier experienced and accomplished in your so-called altered states of consciousness. Absolutely. And that's why we continuously encourage you to go within side. The answers you seek are within side. And when you experience that particular emotion and feeling, then you begin to understand the inability and the limited capacity that you have to express those emotions and feelings to the use of a vocabulary to another entity, but rather to express to them, you need to experience it yourself. It's like when you have experienced the taste of some strange and exotic type of food that is unlike anything that you have experienced before. And then you attempt to express that experience, that taste of what that particular food was like to another. You begin to grasp the understanding that you don't have the ability to give an accurate description. The best way that you can explain or to allow the other to understand what that experience is like is to give them the food so that they can experience it themselves. And so it is when you experience these emotions and feelings that you have and are, have the capacity to experience when you go inside with the intent of connecting with the thought of consciousness that you are, with this unconditional love from which you create the reality. To express that emotion and feeling to another becomes a almost impossible, if not impossible, expression to give through the utilization of a vocabulary. It's something that you can experience, but it's something that defies explanation. The answers you seek are within inside. Go with inside. Learn to go with inside, to meditate, and to maintain the awareness of your consciousness. Go with inside, and you can get a glimpse of the understanding of who and what you truly are. And you can retain that understanding. And while it once again defies explanation through the use of the vocabulary, we assure you that when you make that connection, you will begin to get a better understanding of the limitlessness of who and what you truly are. That you are indeed the God you search for. That you create your reality and that you cannot fail to come to that understanding. You don't have to necessarily wait until you're in your so-called between incarnational state of consciousness in order to gain that experience. It's possible for you to experience that in each and every one of your so-called incarnational states that you exist within, in this illusionary reality where time and space really don't exist. Now, if you have any questions, we would be willing to attempt to answer them for you.
I have a trivia question. The population of this Earth, this illusionary Earth, as we now know it, is estimated to be approximately 1.12 billion people in excess of that. And yet, what I'm wondering with the multi-dimensional beings that make up that population, I've heard that that figure is actually much, much less when you actually number the entities that are creating that population. Would you comment on that?
What you're asking is, Does an entity exist in different so-called physical bodies or beings within the same incarnational period?
Yes,
and that's a concept that is absolutely possible to occur. And it becomes difficult to give an explanation. And yet, there are entities who are quite aware, particularly in many of their altered states of consciousness, that they exist within the same time and the same period in terms of your incarnational periods. Time and space are illusionary. Therein becomes the difficulty to give an explanation in that you exist in all of the incarnational periods within the same time and same space. And so is it possible to exist in that same time and same space within what you refer to as an incarnational period? It's more a case of one's consciousness being aware of that particular reality creation process within that, what you refer to as your belief in time and space as an incarnational period, and to be aware of a multi-experience in multiple entities. Is it possible? Absolutely. Does it occur? Absolutely. But not only just because you're experiencing it in this particular incarnational period where it seems that your population is, for lack of a better term, on an explosive type of a creation process, but whether it occurs as well in other incarnational periods, in other so-called realities, in what you refer to as your past or your future incarnational periods. It's difficult to explain because it's an illusion. And as difficult as that is to accept the illusionary reality, is one in which each of you has the capacity to experience multiple incarnations within the same incarnational period, not only can, but many times do. What is quite ironic is that, well, you would look at that particular interaction and suggest that if these two entities met each other, that they would somehow be perhaps attracted. But that's not always the case. You see, when you choose to enter into a particular incarnational period, and again, we're going back to your belief in time and space, you put in place, as we have suggested many times, in your DNA and in your genetic makeup, the choices and the decisions for particular realities and the possibilities for particular experiences to occur within that particular incarnational period. Now, if you're involved in an incarnational period where you are experiencing more than one particular physical being in that incarnational period, in other words, you are more than one entity, many times, as the other entity, you've chosen completely different beliefs and belief systems to put in place. And so if you were to meet with that particular other entity who is indeed another portion of your so-called higher self, another incarnation of the same entity, for example, you may be two entities who are completely opposed to each other, who don't really like each other, who have entirely different views of what it is that you wish to experience or what it is that you believe, what it is that you have brought into this incarnational period to experience. So you may not by any means necessarily become very good friends, but might become exactly the opposite than very good friends. And so it's a difficult explanation, but the simple answer is yes, it's possible to experience multiple physical beings in the same incarnational period. What is perhaps more difficult to accept is that those entities can seem to be entirely different. Not only different in some of your basic beliefs and belief systems, but even in your physical appearance, difference in your gender, entirely opposite entities, because that's what you choose to experience. You choose to experience the possibilities. As difficult as it may seem, at some point you will come to understand that you exist in this reality for the purpose of experiencing the intense range of emotions and feelings that are possible. We come back to our challenging each of you to break down any activity that you're involved in for the reason that you're involved in it. If you continue to break it down, it's because you wish to experience certain emotions and feelings. Now, the emotions and feelings that you're experiencing may not necessarily be the ones that you were desiring consciously to experience, but that's a validation, once again, of beliefs that you hold in expectations. What it is based upon your choices and your decisions and your thoughts and your feelings, based upon your attitudes and what it is that you believe. And that can be very challenging. But nonetheless, it comes back down to understanding that you exist in this reality because you choose to experience the intense range of emotions and feelings that are possible when you don't understand who and what you truly are in your awakened consciousness state. And when you are in your awakened consciousness state, you believe that that is the one and only most important experience that you are involved in. And yet, as we have suggested, to give the simple answer to your question, that yes, you can be involved in multiple incarnations in the same time period, then it stands to reason that each one of those incarnations believes that in their awakened consciousness state, that is the most important and the only one that has importance in their so-called multitude of personalities and incarnations that you're involved in, even though they are existing within the same period in terms of your belief in time and space and in the same incarnational period. So the simple answer to your question is, yes, not only is it possible, but it is not even all that rare that such occurrences are and have been and will continue to occur within your reality and within your creation process. Does that answer your question?
Thank you.
Well now, well, once again, it has been a very enjoyable interaction. We would like to express our gratitude to each of you. When we enter into your vibrational level, we do so at your invocation, and we do so for the opportunity to learn and to interact with each of you, and we welcome that opportunity. And we would remind you that we are not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational level, and should you choose to interact with us, you know, but to express the intent, and we would welcome that opportunity to interact and to share with each of you. And so we would bid you farewell with love and with peace.